Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture from the book of Genesis, but before we do that, I wanted to ask you a little question. How obedient of a person are you? I mean, when your dad asks you to cut the lawn on a hot summer day, do you jump at the opportunity to please him? When your boss asks you to take care of something at work, do you rejoice at the chance to obey him? This is the same attitude that we need to possess towards God. After all, Jesus died on the cross so that we could become transformed from sinners into saints. Out of love for what he has already done for us, we should jump at the opportunity to serve and obey him. Genuine Christianity should display perfect obedience to the will of God. Obedience is learned in the home at a young age when children learn to obey their parents. A Christian wife is commanded by Christ to obey her husband in everything. A man of God is to obey God by preaching and teaching his word. And throughout society, people like obedience. I mean, everyone from a judge, a general, or a king. But every place of authority will be held accountable to Christ Jesus for the things that they do, whether they be good or bad. Every man needs to place obedience to Jesus Christ at the top of the list in order to walk in his blessings each and every day. You know, the Apostle Paul wanted perfect obedience from the church. Obey means to submit to the authority of somebody else and to comply with their commands or their directions or their requests. It is to be compliant and submissive, yielding to the will of God and doing what we are told. God will bless obedience. To bless is to bestow good things upon somebody. When we please God and submit to his will, he will reward that. Abraham was blessed because he obeyed God's voice. Look at Genesis 22, verse 15 says, "And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hath not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." In order to please God completely requires our faithful obedience. And when you obey him, good things are going to happen. Deuteronomy 11:26, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day." Even at a job, when you obey your employer, many times they'll promote you in the company. They might increase your pay or provide you with benefits. Even though Joseph's family did much evil to him, he was very obedient to God. Because of this, God rewarded him by placing him in high places of authority and responsibility. Genesis 39, verse 1 says, "And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. And he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored." Obviously, in order to receive blessings from God, you need to do the will of God. Just understanding that Jesus died on the cross for our salvation should compel somebody to walk in loving obedience towards him. When you obey the will of God, it pleases him completely. Obedience It's the manifestation of submission and humility, which are qualities that are required to order, qualities that are required in order to receive blessings from God. 1 Peter 5, verse 5 says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We must humbly submit to the teachings of the original apostles and disciples of Christ found throughout the teachings of sacred scripture. Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. When we obey the teachings of the Lord, he sees our faithful obedience and blesses us by dwelling in our hearts and filling us with his Holy Spirit. John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Acts 5, verse 32 says, and we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Good things and bad things come to pass depending on your obedience towards God. He lifts one up and he thrusts down another. Look at the difference between the lives of Moses and Pharaoh. God will reward everyone according to their deeds. Romans 2, verse 5 says, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. Look at Psalms 31, verse 23. It says, oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. This is one reason why we must mark out those who are completely disobedient to God's will. What fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? Romans 16:17, the apostle says, I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I'm glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So genuine love for God will result in obedience towards his will. When the opportunity presents itself to please him, it should cause you to embrace the moment, snap to attention, and jump. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.